WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR senior arts and culture reporter Amelia Mason.
Hello.
You're back.
I'm back.
For the second installment of Sound On, our series where you tell us about a new album from a band or artist in Massachusetts, our very own backyard, whom you feel like we should know about. So, who do you have for us today?
Today, I'm going to talk about a band called Cloud Belly from Western Massachusetts, and they just put out an album called I Know, I Know, I Know.
Hit us with a song from that album.
Sure, let's listen to November.
Oh, November, haven't seen you in a year. Old friend, you carve the space between my ears.
I like it, relaxing and thoughtful.
Yeah, it's very emotional music,
yeah.
I would say. I like November, there's a funny line in it. Something about a hot mess November.
Bless this hot mess cold November.
Corey will write these lyrics that are very kind of like poetic, and then this one funny line will come out that's a little more direct or like, you know, kind of vernacular.
Wakes you up.
Yeah.
So what drew you to Cloud Belly?
I mean, basically, Corey's songwriting and their singing. I mean, I think they have a really nice voice and they write these melodies that kind of stick in your head. I saw them performing November. It was like a Tiny Desk contest entry. And I was like, oh, they've got a new sound going on. Because when I had first heard about them a few years ago, it was much more stripped down. Corey Laitman, the main singer and songwriter, was working with just one other collaborator. But then that person left the band and Corey had to kind of start over. So they brought in two more people and, you know, kind of came out with the second album in a much bigger sound.
Yeah. So the first sound, how would you describe the sound when it was just, when Cloud Belly was just a duo?
People definitely called it folk music at that point. We can hear a little bit of that in the song Crayon.
Tell it to us, brightness with your mouth of darkness, mouth of red.
Very stripped down.
Yeah, and it really, that guitar sound, that sort of like, sometimes it's finger picking. Corey still does that kind of thing, but now it's in this bigger setting, in this much more expansive sound. I think you can hear that really well on this song called Fascinated.
All your pains and their questions, was it?
Well, somebody found an electric guitar, it seems.
Somebody found an electric guitarist. what happened, I asked Corey about it. They were like, it's funny because I went to this music shop. I was looking for a harmonizer pedal, which is basically an effect to create a bigger sound. And the people working there were like, you need our pedal guy. And that was someone named Sam Perry, who it turned out lived like down the block from Corey, and they started playing music together, and Sam decided to join the project. And then they were doing a gig, so they needed a drummer, and they brought this guy, Nate Munshine, in, who is also a producer. So he had a lot to do with kind of the way it's mixed in the vocal arrangements and all that kind of like big synthesized sound you're hearing, the soundscapiness.
So what's the thought process behind changing the sound in this way?
Yeah, I asked Corey about it. Like, was this just sort of a function of you're alone and you found these people and this is just sort of what happened, you know, organically? Or were you looking for a bigger sound? And they said it was a little bit of both, but they had been kind of feeling a little confined by the folk sound. I mean, they've been putting out music since like 2012, when they were a lot younger, in their 20s, you know, and it was sort of in the folky, you know, sort of singer-songwriter realm. And so it's been many years of that.
Yeah. So it sounds like they're breaking out.
Yeah.
So, Amelia, we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, I want to know more about Corey Laitman's writing.
Sure.
So we'll be right back.
Hungry lungs, my loves, the space between the notes, I'm every word I ever spoke, your love.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with WBUR Senior Arts and Culture reporter Amelia Mason for the second installment of Sound On. So, Amelia, you brought us a band called Cloud Belly, and we just talked about how this is a band who went through an evolution from a more folky sound to a bigger, more pop rock sound.
Yeah.
That's the music. But I want to know more about the person writing the lyrics, Corey Laitman. What's their inspiration? What are they thinking about when they put pen to paper, if that's how they write?
Yeah. Well, I did ask Corey Laitman, who is, you know, by training, I guess you could say, a singer-songwriter, writes very personal songs. I asked them, what's this album about? And they said, actually, I was processing the end of a couple of relationships, one of which was, you know, a romantic relationship, and the other was a friendship, and that really shook them to
the
core.
Those can be really bad.
Yeah.
The end of a friendship. Yeah.
Yeah. They said some really interesting things about that, actually.
So many of the songs I've written have been about romantic relationships. And there was something in the breakup of those romantic relationships that I could kind of dramatize and like make romantic. But I couldn't do that with this friendship. It was just pure, unmitigated pain. That was the first time that was really true for me. Like, it didn't feel like a sad, beautiful story. It just sucked.
And that's the story.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I think about when they say they could dramatize it.
Right.
And I think that there's a kind of permission there because it's been done before, and you know that people will connect to it. Because there's so much material out there. There's so much out there about relationships that give people some kind of reference point for how to deal with the beginning, middle, and end.
Right. It gives them a story to tell about it.
Yeah.
To help understand it. And also maybe, as Corey says, kind of romanticize it almost.
Yeah.
Like, sad and beautiful.
The breakup.
Yeah. And but I think a friendship like that kind of estrangement, we don't have a framework for that.
Yeah.
And we feel like we shouldn't, like, it's not a thing.
We put so much effort on romantic love that all other love seems to take the back seat.
Yeah, and you accept that, like, you might not talk to an ex, but, like, a friend should be for life.
Right.
And that's, I think that's really hard. We talked about that with the band. You know, we talked a lot about the grief and ending of both these relationships. And Corey pointed out a song called Handfuls, which I really do love the line in the chorus.
And your mind's made. I know, I know, I know. Still I'll be gathering handfuls of you against the cold.
And I really love that line, I know, I know,
yep.
I know, because it says one thing, but it means kind of the opposite. You're like, I know, I know, I know, but you really, it's an affirmation, but really it's a denial. It's like, I'm not ready to know.
Yeah.
I'm like not ready to accept this. And I think that line, it's just so, it says that so succinctly. And then there's that lovely line right after about gathering handfuls of you in the cold, like it's snow. It's just a nice image. I really think it's some of Corey's best writing.
Oof, man. What are the deeper reflections that Corey is doing? Does Corey have a sense of what these lyrics say about themselves?
Actually, yes. We were talking through it, and they were very honest. They were like, yeah, this really caused me to reflect about myself.
Throughout my life, a lot of relationships have kind of like ended in these very clipped ways with a lot of harshness and kind of coming to terms with the fact that, like, who's the common denominator here?
They said it in this kind of wry way, but that's kind of real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Is there a song that might be autobiographical in that way?
I asked about it, and Corey did talk about a song called Zero G's. They kind of walked me through the beginning of that song and the lyrics.
Well, here's the thing. I have loved being in love with a daydream.
So the first lyric is, well, here's the thing. I have loved being in love with a daydream. So that's a comment on how much easier it is to kind of be in love with the fantasy of someone as opposed to, you know, a person. A lot more complicated. And in the quiet, I have heard the crooked noises that a lie makes.
And in the quiet, I have heard the crooked noises that a lie makes.
So that's kind of referring to the lies that I've told other people, but mostly to the lies that I was telling myself about, mostly about my own behavior.
Darling, and I don't expect forgiveness.
Corey is working through it.
I know. I really did appreciate their candor. It really made me connect with that song. And it also has some really lovely writing in it as well.
So the second album from Cloudbelly, I Know, I Know, I Know, it's a new era for them. What's next?
Well, they're on tour and they're going to be playing gigs. They're going to be playing gigs around here this month. And I think really what's happening now is it's sort of like, it's kind of a new band. It's a new beginning for them. They have this big expansive sound. They're working out how to bring that to the stage and they're going to get a lot of practice doing that. And even though we've talked about a lot of heavy themes here, a lot of these songs are sad. Corey did say it's one of the albums they're most happy with, where they feel like their vision was most fully realized. So it's a really exciting moment for them, even if the background of the material is hard.
Well, it's helping somebody, I'm sure. So yeah. If folks want to learn more about Cloudbelly, where can they go?
Well, they can read more from my interview on WBUR.org. And the album is now on streaming services, so they can listen for themselves.
Well, Amelia, this has been the second installation of Sound On. Thank you so much for bringing us some music from our very own backyard here in Massachusetts, our very big backyard.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
To the place where you're still.
That's WBUR senior arts and culture reporter Amelia Mason. And now, it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan with help from CCU. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Veitkis. And it's edited by Samantha Joshi and Ben Brock Johnson. And our theme music is Me by Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.